Every July brings a summer music tradition to the Michigan State University campus. The MSU Summer Carillon series begins tomorrow with evening performances every Wednesday through July 31st. A carillon is an intricate musical instrument that employs a system of bells housed inside a clock tower. The MSU carillon is housed near the top of the iconic Beaumont Tower, which dates back to 1928. Carillons themselves have existed since the 16th century. This month, four Americans, a Belgian and a Dutch musician, will play the MSU carillon as part of the summer series. Current State's Kevin Lavery talked with MSU's resident carillonneur, Ray McClellan, about this ancient instrument.
We are in the ground floor of Beaumont Tower, and we're at the practice clavier, practice keyboard for the carillon. So this is where the students learn to play the carillon.
Describe what this thing looks like, Ray.
So it looks like wooden batons sticking out from an instrument. And you use your hands, closed fists, to play. It's like this. Of course, this is electronic sounds. This is not real bells here on this practice keyboard. And so you're using your hands as well as your feet can play.
Become a carillonneur.
Well, I was studying as an organist. I was doing my doctorate in organ, and I came across one day. I heard the carillon playing, and I discovered I could go and see how it was played. I thought, oh, you're using your hands and your feet. I do that, and when I'm playing the organ, and so then I discovered the instrument that way. I started studying it. As a doctoral student, I was able to use that as a second instrument to support my major.
What's difficult about this instrument that looks like an organ, but also looks like, as you say, a bunch of wooden batons? It looks like nothing that most people have ever seen before.
Well, so when you're playing the carillon upstairs, when you strike these keys, you're not moving the bell, but you're moving the clapper inside the bell. So the biggest bell, again, weighs 2.5 tons, but you're moving the clapper, which is 150 pounds, so that's still quite a bit of weight. So there is a difference in the way the keys feel. And so you have to develop the skill of how you strike the key. And it's a big instrument. So you have to be able to reach distances both ways, with your hands and your feet. But I do have people of all different heights. I have one person who this bench adjusts, and she adjusts the bench all the way down to the bottom because she's short. But that doesn't stop her from playing. And I'm one of the taller people, and so I have the bench adjusted pretty high. Look where we are. You see the clock? So this is the faces of the clock, and these are individual clocks. So there's four sides, but they're all individual. But the automatic bells are played by computer here and downstairs.
And again, the largest bell is 2.5 tons. And how many bells in total?
49 bells. And so the biggest bell is 2.5 tons, and the smallest bell is 15 pounds. Let me play the other bell, the big bell. And so it's a big bell. There's more metal, so the sound just keeps going and going and going, whereas the little bell doesn't ring very long.
Did all of MSU just hear that bell?
Yes, yeah, so they're all thinking, oh, it's 1 o'clock, but it says 1:15.
Now, at 1:15, is this thing going to go off like a player piano by itself?
It's going to go off just like Westminster, like Big Ben. Da, 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 da. You'll feel the vibrations. When I play the carillon, these are clappers that move when I play. But when the computer plays, there's big hammers on the outside of the bells. So it's a different action.
So the computer activates the hammers.
Yes. And so the computer obviously does all the quarter hour, half hour, full hour. And it is programmed to play MSU Shadows at 5 o'clock every day. And then seasonally.
And there it is.
Right.
Do you ever get tired of it, or is it always beautiful to you?
Well, I wouldn't sit here all day and listen to the quarter hours to the Westminster Chimes play. But no, I don't get tired. I don't play it. You know, I'm here one day a week. I play Tuesdays at noon, and it's usually open to the public when I play at noon. Other days of the week, some of my students and assistants play. So it's usually played every day at noon during the weekdays. And it's not always open to the public on those other days, though. So it depends on if we have somebody to guard the ground level.
Very nice. Well, shall we do some carolining?
Let's play, yes. Let's play the caroline.
And again, what you're going to be playing will be heard across campus.
Right. And it's amazing how the wind can blow the sound a long distance. Otherwise, sometimes you can't hear it. So it's amazing how the sound carries in different directions.
So East Lansing is in for an unexpected treat in just a few moments then.
That's right. Here we go.
Très bien, Quasi.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Merci.
Ray McClellan, it's been a pleasure to talk with you here in Beaumont Tower and to watch you play this fascinating instrument. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Glad to have you here.
From the top of Beaumont Tower at Michigan State University, I'm Kevin Lavery for Current State.